Well, as we're kind of jumping into a new year here, a lot of times what people will make a statement about is that they're going to exercise more this year. Maybe all of you or some of you on the phone line there can relate. And so that's what I've titled this teaching. I'm going to exercise more this year. But what we're going to exercise is not these physical bodies, although I don't dishonor that. But I think what we're going to exercise, or what I'm going to make the decision and choice to exercise more of this year, is my spiritual authority. And maybe a subtitle to this would be called, Who, Me? You know, after the gathering together, and when we have a chance later, after the resurrection of the just, you know, maybe we can ask Moses, what was it like to part the Red Sea? Or what was it like to see the burning bush? Or ask David, what was it like to slay Goliath? You know, maybe they'll turn to us and ask, what was it like to have the Holy Spirit living inside of you? And so we never want to take for granted the tremendous blessing and the ability that we have as sons and daughters of God to have been given such tremendous power that we have the permanent residence of the Holy Spirit inside of us. Jeannie did a wonderful sharing last Sunday on our authority, the power and the authority of the Word. You know, and I know a number of us have been watching this television show called The Chosen. She ran a segment of that in that teaching. If you haven't had an opportunity to listen to it or possibly watch it on Facebook, I would highly recommend that. But you can take your Bibles, please, turn to Luke chapter 9. Jesus had quite a time, had quite a unique group of people that were following him, and especially those who were following him closely. And what I found in watching this show is that it's really given a humanness and a realness to not only Jesus, but to those disciples who we always have kind of envisioned. But maybe this kind of gives it kind of a backstory to show you how these were real people. And in Luke chapter 9, verse 1, he has a meeting with the disciples. He called them together and says in verse 1, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And, you know, this is quite an interesting scenario as it begins to play out. And for those of you who have seen that series, you recognize that many times they went out and they were kind of looking cross-eyed at each other like, who, me? You know, I don't feel anything. I don't feel any different. But Jesus said, you don't need to feel anything. It's the power that's been given and this authority that I give to you. And that authority means the ability or the right or the power to do something. In this case, he says, I've given you power and authority over all devils and diseases. I want to look at that real quick. Luke chapter 9. Let's have a look at that real quick. Yeah. Verse 9, verse 1, he called his 12 disciples together, gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Verse 2, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and what? Heal the sick. So he gave them all power and authority over devils to cure diseases, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And so they had quite a mission in front of them. And you know what? Maybe they didn't know all the exact right and proper steps to take to go through, you know, all that was in front of them. But they had the willingness and they had the desire to go into these various assigned areas that Jesus had them go into. with the authority and the understanding to a certain level of what Jesus had given them the power to do, because they had also seen him do it. And, you know, when you speak of authority, you know, and although a policeman doesn't have the physical ability to stop traffic, if he goes out into an intersection, maybe with his lights on, and puts up his hand in the direction of oncoming traffic, you know what people, for the most part, will generally do? They stop. And why is that? Because he's been given the right and the power or the authority of the state, of the local governments, to exercise certain rights and privileges of that authority. And the uniform represents that. Let's say you're trying to control an unruly dog, let's say, or some other type of animal that isn't yours. You know what? They may not listen to your words as much as they would to the person that's trained them, their master. We've been empowered and been given authority by our master, the Lord Jesus Christ. Familiar verse in Acts chapter 1 and in verse 8. Maybe we could all quote this from memory. But boy, it still remains such a great classic, huh? Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and the Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." You know, and many times with that power that's been given, or in this case was to be given, you receive tremendous authority as a result of receiving that power. And boy, we sure do see the testimony of that, I believe, in the book of Acts. So if you'll take your Bibles, we'll look at a record here of the authority that was given and utilized and the fruit of the exercising of that authority. And so I become more determined in this year, 2023, to, yeah, I'm going to exercise more, but I'm going to exercise my spiritual authority. Who I am in Christ and whom I have been made to be. And it's all about God and his son Jesus Christ. It's not innately within my ability. It's a supernatural God-given ability that's been given to me. And it's wonderful to see this record in Acts chapter 3, starting in verse 1. Where it says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And then Peter said these infamous words, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God." Now, these were probably people who saw this guy laying there as they were going into the temple. Because it says in verse 10, "And they knew it, that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with" what? "Wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, you men of Israel, why marvel you at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by somehow on our own power, our own holiness, we have made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac, Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up, denied in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go, but you denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, whereof we are all witnesses. Verse 16, and his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Wow, what a record. What a testimony. Their own strength, their own ability? Absolutely, 100%, no. But as a result of receiving the gift from on high, the promise of the Father, the thing that Jesus talked about, the Comforter shall come, it'll even be a greater thing than my personal presence here with you. He gave them the power. He gave them the authority, and they used it in that magnificent moment of time, and you see the fruit that occurred. It didn't really even take a lot of thought probably on their part. It just said in that moment they spoke, they believed, and the gentleman, he got up leaping and praising God. And those people were just filled with amazement. So it's good to be reminded in seeing some of these records that we have the power, we have the authority. And so, you know, imagine that after the gathering together, we have a chance at that some point in time later on to talk to Abraham, talk to Moses, talk to some of these folks that we emulate and say, hey, you know, what was it like to part the Red Sea or receive the Ten Commandments? Or, you know, David did some incredible, incredible things. And so maybe their question back to us was, what was it like to have the Holy Spirit living inside of you unconditionally, born again of incorruptible seed, that no matter what you did or what you thought, it was permanent? Now that is a loving and gracious God, that's for sure. Well, I want to close tonight with a translation of the Amplified Bible of Philippians 4:13, which I always have loved that verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And sometimes we've learned to emphasize different words. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not I, well, it's I too, but it's Christ within me that enables me. And so the Amplified Bible in the classic edition of Philippians 4:13 says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. When we got born again, the spirit nature entered into us, and now it's spirit behind our hands, spirit behind our eyes, spirit behind every cell in our bodies. And as we learn to exercise that spiritual authority, then it brings spiritual fruit. It brings godliness into the senses realm. And boy, what a joy and privilege to be able to be a son or daughter of God in this administration, to be able to exercise and get ourselves big and strong spiritually. Yes, with the knowledge of the Word. Yes, with the knowledge of, you know, our historical believers and brothers and all the things. But the I guess the the priority and the main point is we've already got it. We don't have to do anything more. We just have to be willing to be bold enough to put ourselves in those situations that when the door opens, like Peter and John at the temple gate, bam, silver and gold have I none. So I trust that this has been an exhortation and an encouragement that you too, like me, maybe you'll want to make the decision. I'm going to exercise more this year. Exercise my spiritual authority and get big and strong and built up spiritually by keeping my head in the Word, by renewing my mind, by speaking in tongues much, by fellowshipping with like-minded believers, by giving as all of, you know, my talents, my ability, my finances, whatever it is. Because underneath it all is the tremendous love we have for God. And that is really at the heart of what we do. And this Sunday, I trust I'll be able to share a little bit more along those lines, in that we have that common ground upon which we stand, that all these things blossom and become fruitful as a result. We're just so blessed as God's men and women and children in this day and time. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the joy and privilege of opening the scriptures. And Lord, thank you for just the craving of our inner heart to get to know you more, to hear you, Father, to activate that power within us. And we know that that is moved and energized and strengthened by love. So teach us, help us, guide us, direct us, Father, in all these different things. And help us just to be aware that we're in these places, that the Spirit of God is alive and active, and it truly is Spirit life within us. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah.